Yeah. Promoting the most dangerous, sketchy Jewish assassination, genocide through a chemical destruction of our families, of our genome, was fun. That's the point of Stephen Colbert. To make total genocide, to make total criminality fun. And these, all of the late night comedians, they drilled it home every night for 4 years. Let's all make fun of those loony conspiracy theory right-wing Nazis who refuse to take the shot. Those science deniers, those people who do not trust Pfizer, the Jewish science, right? Let's all, in unison, let's all laugh at those people. Of course, the science is coming in. It's been in. A person I've known, a friend of the family, passed away just two days ago. And she was the type of person that if you tried to talk about the vaccine, if you tried to talk sense into her, her eyes would roll behind her head and she would not want to hear anything, right? And so she got a fast-acting stomach cancer, got back from vacation, and then immediately was in the hospital with a stomach cancer, and then passed away pretty quickly. And this is how they did it. And what it meant was, she comes from the generation, she came from the baby boomers. And the baby boomers were the last generation, I think, of total obedience to whatever the TV, whatever was on the TV, the baby boomers, you know, they've been so dumbed down that they're informationally illiterate. And that's what we had here, is whole generations that have been systematically dumbed down by the Jewish banking cartels, because you can't have an intellectual people, you can't have intelligent people and have Jews at the same time. Those are incompatible. You can't have Jewish control over an intellectual or intelligent society. You can only have Jewish control of a society that's either under the threat of guns, right? That is just disarmed and there's just guns pointing at you. Or you have to be dumbed down, like in the case of like my sister or this girl, Diana, who just passed away, or like so many of our family and friends who have been killed. You have to, these are the only two ways. You either have to have a society that is enslaved and there's guns pointing at them constantly by Jews, like they have in Israel, right? The Palestinians. Just guns pointed at them their entire lives. Or you have to have a population that is watching the Stephen Colberts of the world, where it was a systematic dumbing down every night. The most ridiculous, the most absolutely ludicrous set of circumstances came out. And the thing about it is, saying that this was dangerous, don't do it. The thing about it is the baby boomer generation, the TV generation, they saw that every single thing on TV was a lie. Every war we got into turned out to be a lie. It was based on a lie. You know, the Iraq war was because we got to get in there and have this $8 trillion war to get those weapons of mass destruction, said George Bush Jr. And there was no weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, the Jewish media didn't tell you that part that loud, but they did report in the end that there was no weapons. But, you know, it went against the narrative. And so the baby boomer They have a built-in mechanism to just ignore those facts, those inconvenient fact things called facts, that everything turned out to be a lie. So all the economic, the Enron scandal, all the scandals, they just get wiped into the rabbit hole. All the assassinations that turn out to be our government doing it, not some evil, bad terrorist from abroad. Everything turned out to be a lie, and the baby boomers were actually notified of that. Yet they kept on believing everything the TV says. It's like stepping in a pile of shit and then spending a half an hour with toothpicks to clean the shit out of every crack of your sneaker, wasting all your time. What a waste! And then you go to begin to walk again, and you step right in the same pile of shit over and over and over and over and over. That was what television watching was, and believing what you saw. This piece of shit, Stephen Colbert, should be strung up by the neck and hung till he's dead. Yeah. There was never a single moment in Stephen Colbert's life, never one moment of his television career, where he was even slightly interesting. This turd was the dullest turd you'll ever find. Nothing funny. Never. Never. Because it was never about comedy anyways. It was just about narrative control. That's all Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel and John Oliver, you don't make it onto the Jewish-controlled TV, news, or late-night comedy shows. You don't make it unless you're willing to just say whatever you're told and look at this piece of shit go. Yeah. And his whole shtick was that he was supposedly a liberal, a real true liberal, who's posing as a conservative prick to get the idiotic people who thought that they were being liberal laughing at a pastiche, a fake-out of what conservatism was. But, you know, he was neither liberal nor conservative. He was just a tool of whatever the Jews told him to say. Yeah. He was there just to dumb you down. Yeah. Like all of them were. And night after night after night, after year after year after year, these fucking piece of shits, like these low-life scumbags here, they just got up there and they just rolled out the narrative. And you can see it when it's all compressed. He's so smug. And let's all laugh. Let's all laugh at unison. Let's all ridicule together at the same time. Every late night comedian, every one of them, in unison, they said, let's laugh at these people. These people that are not trusting the science. Let's have a good laugh at them. Moreover than that, let's demonize them and let's absolutely sneer at them. And so you'd have people like my sister who has her favorite, you know. The thing about it is that the TV generation, the baby boomer generation, each and every one of them has at least one late night comedian that they religiously watch, right? Because their threshold for what constitutes an interesting person, an interesting monologue, or comedy, the threshold of what they consider to be slightly interesting is so low, so bad, that people actually thought that Stephen Colbert was clever or funny or interesting in the slightest. Never once. You could hold a gun to my head and say, you're going to watch 150 hours of Stephen Colbert, and you will find one moment that is clever, interesting, or funny, or we're going to blow your fucking brains out of your head. Sorry. That would be the same as saying, here's Hillary Clinton, and you are going to get an erection and fuck this woman. or else we're going to blow your brains out of your head. I wouldn't be able to get a hard-on. Just like it would be impossible for me to work up a laugh at this dick. Stephen Colbert was never a liberal posing as a conservative prick. He was just a prick doing whatever the Jewish banking mafia who controls the narrative tells him to do. That's all he was. He was the scum of the earth, like all of them. The Jimmy Kimmels, the John Oliver, whatever it was. This guy was the lowest of the low. And you know, when you were a baby boomer and you were born and raised on TV, you're informationally illiterate. That means you have, if you're shown the truth, you're going to reject it. You're going to reject it. And you're going to reject it with a smug attitude. Like, oh, here you go again, telling me about this. You think everything's a lie. Yep. Everything is a lie. If it's coming from the Jewish United States government, yeah, it's a lie. 100% lie. Yeah. Oh, no, you think everything's a lie. They just find it impossible to accept, even though they've seen lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. It just goes on and on. And yet they keep on turning on ABC, CBS, NBC. But my particular show is good. My particular late night talk show host is so funny. He puts me to bed at night with a comforting lie about our world and makes sure I get boosted up. They're so boosted up now, the baby boomers. They're so fluoridated. They're so dumbed down. You show them the Harvard study. Says you ingest fluoride. If you use fluoride, your IQ level goes down. It's a Harvard study, for Christ's sakes. I thought we were supposed to place a lot of credence in it. It's Harvard, right? Yeah. No. Just do what the TV tells you. And on the TV, I guarantee you, you're gonna have a lot of voices telling you, no, it's fluoride. It's good for you. Drink it. For a fucking topical condition, a tooth. Drink it. So it goes. So the fluoride goes into every single cell of your body. To deal with a tooth cavity, that's a topical application that you could apply the fluoride on the tooth and then spit it out. No, drink it. So when you're talking about the informationally illiterate, you're talking about your family. You're talking about your friends. You're talking about everybody who took the shot is informationally illiterate. The information is all out there. The science is there. You're going to get fast-acting cancer. Yeah, if you actually got the shot. A lot of people were given saline because the Jewish financial cartels who run the Jewish pharmaceutical poisoning operations couldn't mass poison everybody with the mRNA vaccine at the same time. So it was a phased kill operation. First, the red states get the real mRNA and the blue states got saline solution. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a conspiracy theory. The blue states got saline solution, primarily. There were some batches of actual mRNA vaccine in there, but for the most part, it was salt water, right? But don't worry, because subsequent boosters is where they would then roll out and then say, okay, so for this region now, those those booster shots are going to have the dangerous mRNA vaccines in it. The mRNA, let's not call it a vaccine. Let's call it a bioweapon that's designed to kill off non-Jewish populations and then transfer the control of the assets and the land from the non-Jews to the Jews. And that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing. And over the next couple of years, you're going to see the land and the houses, the titles, the deeds to land, the deeds to the homes go from non-Jews to Jewish institutions first, and then Jewish individuals, but primarily Jewish institutions like BlackRock, Blackstone, and all the subsidiaries of them that are buying up single-family homes from distressed non-Jews. Let me be clear. 4 or 5 years from now, there will have been a transfer of at least 30% or more. I'm suggesting maybe 60-70% of all land and deeds is going to be transferred to these giant Jewish institutions. Trump is facilitating that. He's fully on board with that plan because they got him. They're blackmailing him and they're threatening him with the Epstein scandal. Obviously, they have something of him involved in some tertiary way with Epstein, and Trump is just so terrified that it'll get out that he's just going along with it. And it's that threat plus the threat from Netanyahu directly to Trump himself saying, we could snuff your life out anytime we choose. So Trump is afraid for his life. And he's also afraid for his reputation that the Jews will release whatever whatever he's implicated in with the Epstein scandal, right? And so all of your friends and family members, if they did get the shot, and not the saline, but they did get the real poison, right? They're getting the fast-acting cancers, man. Everyone. And people like John Campbell, who's got that popular YouTube channel where he's going, giving you the actual science. It's amazing. He still has a YouTube channel. It's amazing because he's giving you the statistics. The blood clotting that's occurring in the veins of those poor souls who were duped, who are trusting. Part of the trust generation. And so you see the trusting generation that trusted everything. Oh no, I haven't. It's impossible. You're crazy. You're loony to think that there could be something super sketchy about these vaccines. You're crazy. The government. They would never hurt me. They, whoever the fuck they is, they don't even know that they is Jewish. And they don't even know that Jews are a threat. They're starting to find out. This Jewish genocide against the people of Palestine has woken a lot of people up. The fact that they could kill 50,000 kids in such a short period of time, that's typically viewed by Americans of the past as being extremely, extremely counter, extremely immoral, extremely wrong, extremely counter to everything we thought that was decent and right. In the world. I'm sorry, but you don't kill that many kids in such a few months just to get the land so Donald could put condominiums up in a Gaza Strip. And what kind of idiot is going to go enjoy their vacation on the Gaza Strip? You're going to get killed. And I don't blame them. Anyone who goes and hangs out at the Trump Riviera on the Gaza Strip deserves to get shot and killed or blown up by former Palestinians who you've stolen their land from. Yeah. If you're so stupid to think that you're going to enjoy a nice vacation with the gun-soaked, blood-soaked, death-soaked Gaza Strip, you're a douchebag and you deserve what you're going to get there. Right? But As for your family members in this trusting generation, and believe me, Gen X, then millennials, and then all the way down to Gen Z are less and less trusting of the government. You know, Gen Z now is not trusting the government. I wonder why, because they're not on the Jew TV. If Gen Z was on the Jew TV, they'd be trusting the government, just like the baby boomers who are on the TV. They trust the government, and they trust the science, and they trust the Stephen Colberts, and the John Olivers, and the Jimmy Kimmels, whoever these people are. I can't remember their names because they're so dull. They're so dull and uninteresting. There's never been a single moment of anything that's been funny. So if you're so dumbed down and numb that you actually think that Stephen Colbert is an interesting and a comic type personality, your threshold for what is interesting is so fucking low, man. Stephen Colbert is a dick. There's nothing there. There never was anything there but a propagandist for the U.S. government. Yeah. Disguised as someone who was critical. Had some critical skills. And when you look up the fast-acting cancer that your friends and family are getting, whether it's stomach cancer in the case of the person who just passed away, that was in my friend of the family, and all the heart attacks, blood clotting problems, and the chronic fatigue that occurs when you have plaque buildup in your veins, which if you took the mRNA vaccine, your veins are congested right now with this white, rubbery substance that is called the spike protein that your body, that they transformed your body into a factory to make. Yeah. So unless you're taking extraordinary measures to stop the damage that has already occurred because you are so gullible, stupid, and trusting in the science, right? Unless you take extraordinary measures to clean out your veins, you are going to be dead soon. That is, unless you're some of the lucky people that just got the saline solution. Now, I was the first person to make the accusation that it was saline that a lot of people were getting, and that's why we didn't see so much death. And then you start to see the stories come out. Oh, they caught some nurse putting saline into the vials because she was one of these loony people who didn't trust the science. So we arrested her. I think that these stories were because it was getting out that there was that most of the vials were saline and no one was testing them. You couldn't get a vial to test. If you asked, I'd like to just randomly test the vials and see what's in them. FBI wouldn't help you out with that one. Never once did anybody think that there was no organization that could test this stuff. So then they had to do it surreptitiously. They had to grab a vial out of a drugstore and run away with it and then subject it to laboratory tests. But you could never get a sample legitimately. You had to sneak it. And then when they tested it, there was all kinds of stuff in there that didn't belong in there. And so these people will not be around. And when you realize it's all because they didn't want to pay, and they don't have the money to pay $60, I think it's all told, our commitment to non-discretionary budget items. What's a non-discretionary item? Which would be like a pension, Medicaid, Medicare, all that kind of. You know, you pay into it, and you're going to get your Social Security. These are non-discretionary. These are parts of the budget that are blocked off, and they can't just, you know, I mean, they can just say we're not going to pay them, and they're going to soon not pay them. Yeah. But theoretically, they're non-discretionary. You don't have a choice. You have to make those payments. And then the discretionary part of the budget is if we do infrastructural development and we build a bridge or decide to have a war, that's the stuff that we can make decisions on whether we want to do or not. But you can't do that with Social Security. You have to pay that. So that's called non-discretionary. It's not up to you. But the discretionary stuff, it's up to your discretion, right? The discretion of these Jewish tools called congressmen and senators. Well, if you look at the military budget, might as well consider it non-discretionary. That's all designed to protect Mother Israel. So it's supposed to be our choice, but if you look at the structure of the government, the Jewish-controlled structure, the BlackRock controlled structure of the Congress and everything, you find that it's non-discretionary. The politicians do not have a choice. They must vote for increased military budgets, and they will, because their Jewish donors are telling them, you do that or you're going to lose your job. So you can call it discretionary if you want, but it's as etched in stone as all the other stuff that supposedly we don't have a choice. And they're going to push it and push it and push it until the whole thing collapses. And that's what they're getting ready for. So there is going to be a default. There's going to be a default. They tried to kill off a lot of the elderly people, so some of this non-discretionary stuff, these pesky old people that are collecting the Social Security, we don't have enough to pay them. So how could we get rid of them? Now, the COVID vaccine was a perfect way, but it didn't kill enough of them, you know? It was designed to kill many, many, many more than it actually did. Yeah. It put a lot of them in the medical system, though. So those that it didn't kill, it enriched the Jew. Because as we know, the medical system is what? It's not Christian. It's not Buddhist. It's not Hindu. It's not Muslim in this country. The medical system is Jewish. Yeah, it's Jewish. Right? 8 out of 10 doctors are Jews. And the AMA is controlled by Jews. The American Medical Association, a private corporation, makes all the decisions that have the strength of law. The AMA is a private company owned and controlled by Jewish scumbags. It's a mafia organization. The American Medical Association, AMA, is a Jewish mafia, right? And that mafia makes the laws that you have to live by. You go up against this Jewish mafia, which is a private company. The AMA is not a government entity. It's privately owned by Jews. You go to jail if you don't do what they say, what this private Jewish company says. You go to jail. Yeah. They make the laws. You will get arrested if you go against the AMA. You have to do what they say. You have to go to the doctor. You got to get the referral. Say you want to get a blood test, right, to see what your D-dimer is, or see what your, you know, what your blood levels are to test. You know, a simple basic thing like a blood test, like every country in the world, just go get the blood test. No, you need a prescription for that. You need to pay the Jewish middleman. You need to pay that broker fee. That's what the doctors are. They're the brokers of death. They're the Jewish toll booth keepers. They're the toll booth. So you want to get a simple blood test, which you don't need a fucking doctor to get prescription for. If I want to see what my D-dimer levels are to see if I have some blood clots, right? Which I don't, because I didn't take the Jew jab. But if I did take the Jew jab, I might want to go and get a D-dimer test to check to see if I got blood clotting occurring in my veins, right? You can't just do that. Well, why the fuck would I need to go pay a doctor, a schmuck? Some fucking schmuck. That's what doctors are. Schmucks. Really. Tried to kill us all. Why should I pay him? I just want to get a blood test. I know what I want. I don't need some doctor to give me a piece of paper. And in every other country of the planet Earth, that's how it works. You just go and you get a blood test. You don't need a fucking doctor prescription. Only in the United States. Russia, you don't need a prescription. China, just go get your blood test, man. It's simple. It's a blood test. It's no big deal. But no, the Jew, you gotta pay that Jew every time. So this country's unfortunately been, the takeover is complete. And your family members who took the shot will be dead in 5 years. And if you took the shot and you actually did get the bioweapon there, you're going to be dead soon. Good luck.